Good evening, Salimet, and welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Is I join with you this time. I say once again, a warm welcome to those who have been absent from this group. I would just like this time to say that our dear lady friend will make the decision which she feels is right. We can influence, but we cannot live a life for another.
No.
But of course, we shall endeavor to help her in all the ways that we can.
Thank you. Pass the message on to her.
I wish to take this opportunity, my dear friends, to ask you to look at yourselves, to focus on those areas of your life which need adjustment in order for full health to be obtained. This is a subject we have discussed on many occasions, but it is an important one, inasmuch as you have full control of your own health. This I reiterate in order that you each consider what it is in your own lives that needs changing. Only you and you alone can make those decisions. Therefore, my dear friends, I ask you this time to think closely and clearly about your style of living. Would anyone wish to make a comment?
So, it's a matter of going within and a matter of power of thought. But then there's perhaps the matter of little things in our living which are not quite right, which we become aware of.
Yes, you have to have the balance of the physical and the spiritual for complete health to be there. Yes. So you can go within, my dear friends. You can think about thoughts. But if your physical lives are not in unison, shall we say, then there will always be imbalance.
Yes.
Yes. And that is your responsibility. After all, these physical bodies are the houses of your spirit.
Mm. And would you say that the matter of diet is an important part of this?
It is, of course, an important part, because that is what sustains your life. So, of course, it plays quite a considerable part.
Mm-hmm. And recently I've been making adjustments with my husband. We've been putting more exercise into our daily life.
Yes.
Because without movement, I feel that, you know, there's less mental positivity.
Yes, I would say that you all have that innate knowledge, mm-hmm. what is right for you. Mm-hmm. Each one of you has this knowledge, but you do not always use it. Mm-hmm. But that is part of being a human being. Mm-hmm. But you, my dear friends, have been given the knowledge to use. And I say again, it is your own responsibility.
Mm. So probably, I mean, it's your actions as well that obviously play quite a big part, what you do with your life. And would you say that when you feel you're doing the right thing, then you become contented? So once you become contented with all parts of your life, do you think then you're on the right track?
You, of course, know when you are living your lives correctly. Mm. I do not have to come to you to tell you this. Mm. You instinctively know.
Yes, that's true.
You may deny it, but you do know. Mm. That innate knowledge that you bring to this life is always there. But sometimes in human life, so many other aspects of living take over. And as spirit, you tend to forget what is best for you. Best for the physical being and best for your spiritual growth. So it is an important aspect for you all to consider. I hope you agree.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank you for reminding us about that, because I have to confess that's that slipped my memory a little bit, all what you were saying.
Is there one specific thing that we're all not doing correctly as a group?
As a group, all is fine. Mm. You come to that state of acknowledgement where your love and your thoughts are given to others. That is an important part of your physical lives, that you think not only of yourselves, but that you give not of yourself, but your thoughts to others. Yes. It is physically impossible, I suggest, that you can give all of yourself. You have to retain some physical portion in order to live an earthly life.
You mean you need to retain some time and energy for yourself?
Yes.
Mm.
Of course. Mm.
The one thing that you told me to do once, young man, you said you should control your emotions.
Yes.
Well, sir, I have failed most miserably on that. As soon as I see something, especially with children, I switch it off. I find that's the easiest thing. I have tried, and
most human beings, my dear friend, struggle with emotion. So do not chide yourself too severely. The effort of trying is all that we can ask of you.
Oh, right.
But to be overly emotional when compassion is enough interferes with your own being. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. So all I ask of you, my dear friend, is that you continue to just give love and compassion without the great emotional state.
Yes, I have no problems with that. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
When we do find pain within our bodies, I guess that's a sign that there's something that needs to be
addressed,
improved. Yes. Yeah, addressed, and that's like I know you've said in the past that I think it's something like the different parts of the body, it fits pretty neatly with the thinking that's not quite right. So certain parts have a meaning.
Yes, very often there is a correlation between the body and the thought. Yes, you will find that on many occasions. Not always, but mostly, I would suggest.
So trying to sort of...
What is the pain telling you? That is the question that you should be asking.
Right, yes.
What is this pain trying to tell me?
Right, because it's opening the communication, dialoguing with that pain, which is only a messenger, or
yes.
So we haven't a negative view of pain, I think, when.
So that is when you need to go within and find out why you are suffering pain,
and then hopefully the. At the heart of it would be a pattern of thinking, or
yes, and you must understand that the pattern of thinking could be from quite a long time back in your existence.
Yes, may
it may not always come from this moment in time.
Right.
So that makes it more difficult, perhaps, but if you go deeply into it enough, you should still get an impression, I guess, of that.
That is why it is so important that you all go within. You go within daily, not just on odd occasions when time or thought permit. It should be a linking of spirits on a regular basis. How else can you rejuvenate that physical body if it is not a constant? You understand?
Yes.
Right. It is no good to wait, my dear friends, until you have illness or pain. These are things that really I would wish to teach to the youngsters of your world. Yes, it begins at a very young stage of living.
stage, my son expressed an interest in what this group to me one day, and I wondered what age you would say that he might be able to visit. He's 16 and just soon, but it's, I know it's to do with the maturity rather than the age.
Yes, I would say provided there is no fear.
Yes.
Then any age of a child is acceptable.
Right.
But not to this kind of group.
No.
You must start slowly.
Right.
And have discussions about spirit.
Yes.
And their existence.
Mm-hmm.
But 16, 15 is an age where youngsters are looking for something.
Mm.
So I would say if he wished to come to just a usual development group,
mm-hmm.
that would be fine.
Mm. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to suddenly come to a group such as this, where there has been many years of knowledge
mm-hmm.
given,
yes.
would I feel be too much.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
But you have the knowledge
mm.
to pass on to yourself.
Yeah, we can sometimes do it. It depends. We have to choose our...
Yes, which shows he is not quite ready.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Going back to the conversation about health, I think that rigidity of mind often
yes.
produces a rigid body.
Yes.
There's a problem with the joints or something in
yes.
the body. Would that, you agree, sometimes?
I would rather say resentment creates...
Right. The stiffness.
Because with resentment you become rigid
right,
in
yeah.
thinking,
yeah.
yes, yes, you are quite correct.
Mm. And then once you've discovered, maybe named it, what is the thing that's gradually caused it?
The recognition would free you.
Mm.
But wouldn't it... wouldn't you still need to sort of watch your thinking?
Yes.
You'd still be prone to resenting.
That is your responsibility to change your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to sort of, yeah.
We cannot step in and say all pain is taken from you without any work from you.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
Mm.
Yes.
That's why it's all this going to see healers of various descriptions is okay, I guess, but unless you change that thinking, it'll come back.
I have told you in times gone that with healing or whatever help you seek, if the spirit is not touched, there will be no healing.
Mm.
Which you can, my dear friends, do without the aid of healers or anyone else. But because your thinking is not in the right place, sometimes it is better for you to allow any type of healing to take place in order to help you forward.
Hmm.
You can have a condition where two people have exactly the same thing. One can be healed, another may not. That is because the spirit has not been touched
mm-hmm.
in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So often we hear cries of, why does it work for one and not the other?
Mm.
Mm. Quite, just, I don't know why it reminded me of the all the sort of this year with all these sporting competitions, some people get a medal and they cry and seem very touched by it, and others don't have any don't show any or much feeling. They get the same bit of metal, but they just react differently.
But you are speaking on a physical level.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I am speaking on a spiritual level.
Yeah, that can be an emotional release.
That can be a block for many of you human beings, because you truly do not understand the difference. That is always the problem that we in spirit have in telling you human beings how to behave. Is not easy. Because you are so physically minded.
But if it's a spiritual touching, that would still, there would still be emotional involvement, wouldn't there? Or not necessarily?
I am sorry, in what way?
If there was some kind of healing and a someone was touched,
yes,
spiritually, then that would be apparent in that there might be tears, mightn't there? There might be an emotional reaction.
Yes. Mm. Sometimes the release of tears is all that is needed when the spirit is touched.
Mm.
And that release of tears then allows that human being to think more deeply about who and what they are.
Mm-hmm. Sadam, as you just heard, we are a very competitive animal, aren't we? And
yes.
I just wondered, when we go over to into spirit, do we lose that competitiveness and did we just sit back in an armchair and read books and but not get involved in a 400-yard run?
You do not change suddenly because you pass to spirit. No. All the physical attributes that you have gained will remain with you for some time. That is why those who have gone before are able to be recognized when they make communication.
Mm-hmm.
After all, if a loved one passed to spirit and came back and was so different, you would probably say, that is not my loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So now, as you are here, so you will be when you pass to our world for some time. Whatever you so desire, because that is the power of your thought, then becomes your reality.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So some people may, after a time, decide to have a sort of prime of life appearance.
Most people, I would say, when they wish to communicate especially, will appear at the prime of their physical life.
Mm.
Yes.
Because once I was involved with a person who I was with him when he had a very difficult poltergeist experience, and not long after that, his mother appeared to him, and I'll never forget, he said he was in awe of how beautiful she had appeared, because he hadn't known her as that when she'd left the earth plane.
Yes.
Mm.
You all will return to that energy of your physical lives that you felt. We will use the word best for understanding reasons only. But yes, most people will appear to be much younger, depending upon what age they came to us.
Yes.
With regard to healing, Salimet, there is also the matter of healing plants. And I was rather interested because recently there has been a publication about cancer and the way that the cannabis plant or extracts from it can be seen as a cancer cure. And the reason given is that within the body are chemicals that are very similar to what are called tetrahydrocannabinols that are in naturally within the cannabis plant. I guess with the foremost importance, it's a matter of going within and identifying and then power of thought. But certain plants, such as this one, there seems to be evidence that it is quite effective.
Yes. Let me just say this to you. All the plants within this world are here for a reason. That is my first statement. Again, I repeat some words that I have used before. Many people, especially scientists and doctors and men of learning, are influenced from our world for good. And at particular times of your evolution, information and knowledge has been passed to those who are able to make use of that information for the benefit of others.
Yes.
Sometimes that information is abused, but so often the information given is utilized at the correct time, and so mankind has helped. And although the physical body can be cured of cancers, so many times it is often a little late to make those changes.
Yes.
So you have to equate what is being given from spirit to what is being done as individuals.
Yes, and cannabis is one of those.
One of those that has always been there.
Yes, and it's one of those that has been abused,
yes,
but can have proper use.
Yes, of course. That is the point, that everything that has been provided for you in this world has a use for good. So you always have to, again, keep a balance in all things. I would suggest to you that you always look for that balance within yourselves. Because, as I have told you again, you are an equal share of light and darkness. So you always have to try to maintain this in all aspects of your life. You understand?
Mm. Yes,
I do not suggest that it is easy. Of course it is not. And physical life brings to many of you many problems. And especially today, when your pace of living is so quick, gone are those times when people spent more time developing their own spirit than looking after their physical being. Again, that is not good, because that is not balanced. So I say to you, always look for the balance in your lives.
Yes.
Yes.
And please, my dear friends, look inwards and see what is your body telling you. Because, as always, you have the answers. You just need to be reminded sometimes.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And with those words, I will take my leave. As always, I cloak you in my love and my understanding, and hopefully with my truth.
And that has wonderfully clarified several points for us. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.